It's time for the Celebrity Snitch. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Come join.
Huggy Lowdown.
Civil Wills.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug again?
What up, Fly Shock, Shy Fox, and High Socks? Hug again. How are you frozen Negroes doing this Friday? Let it snow. Let it snow. I'm sick of this mofo. I got people to do and shows to see. I'm at the Cincinnati Music Hall tonight with the Stand Innovation Tour with some more Earthquake, Tony Rock, and Honest J. But wait, there's more. There's Baltimore on Saturday with Chris Ball and Chris Thomas at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. And it's a good thing that police chief of Miami Gardens living in Miami and not D.C., y'all.
Wow.
He would have got locked up for trying to get a snow job. Put Steven Johnson down as contender number one, y'all, for trying to get a 2 for Warren Sapp hooker special. 2 hookers for 100. Where they do that at, Jay? Negro under the palm trees, please. 2 for 100. Steven, were you blunted? Was he thinking with his last name, Civil? 2 for 100? He knew that price was too good to be 2. 2 for 100. I call that the 50-50 swiftly hit me. 2 for 100. He was just made police chief about 9 months ago. Now he's 5 for loving those ho-hos. Contender number 2, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. We're getting rid of George Wallace's mama. Y'all heard they were eliminating elephant acts? What is she gonna do now? Hard getting work by out of work elephant. Contender number 3, Kid Rock for talking about Beyonce. Y'all hear what he said? First of all, why is Beyonce's name coming out his meth head mouth?
Okay.
Quack Rock says he was flabbergasted about Beyonce's stardom. He says she don't have one iconic hit. Then this heroin head says people talk about Beyonce's hot and got a nice behind, and he likes skinny white girls with big boobs. No, J. Anthony Brown, he didn't, Sybil. He better stay in his genre. Contender number 4, Chris Brown, baby mama. I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she wouldn't have named her baby royalty if she was pregnant by a broke. You know what I'm talking about. Contender number 5, Ben Carson.
Yeah.
Y'all heard what GOP candidate Ben Carson says? He said homosexuality is a choice. Because when they go to prison, they go in straight and come out gay. Okay, Ben, you might as well put your name on the McCain Palin bumper sticker because you know you done effed up. He done effed up with his chances of being candidate, y'all. Contender number 6, Nick Gordon. Interview with Dr. Phil? Nick, please! Ferguson Police Department, you are the Bammers of the week, week. Now, the Department of Justice released its investigation report that shows that these mofos are racist. Who knew? The people of Ferguson knew that, who. Now what? They need to get rid of the whole corrupt, racist police department and just hire Andy Griffin, y'all. Cincinnati tonight, baby, is going down.
All right, Super Dave, stop the music. I messed up. I got so excited. I gave you the third number at the bottom of the hour. I never gave you the second number. Second number I should have given you at the bottom of the hour. So you have the first number and you have the third number. And so I'm going to give you the second number.
Now?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm going to give you the third number. I'm going to give you a third number after the president. And the president comes up at the top of the hour. Confused enough?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Just keep listening. It'll get better. Coming up next, J. Anthony Brown, Murder's Another Hit.
Yeah, Jay. Yay.